This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. The Deputy Special Representative of the Secretary General for Political and Rule of Law has said an effective criminal justice system is essential as Liberia transitions from one political administration to another. Mr. Vrez spoke Thursday in Bangabon County at the opening session of a judicial retreat. He observed with dismay that pre-trial detention still remains a major challenge for the Liberian government.
It is important to understand that an effective criminal justice system is even more essential in this year of change in Liberia. The justice system does not operate in isolation, but rather has much significance for security and peace. For example, the prevalence of pre-trial detention continues to pose a challenge. At the end of April of this year, the percentage nationwide was at 69% of the total prison population awaiting trial. These are the highest numbers recorded in a very long time.
Mr. Vrea admonished the Liberian government to formulate an approach that would lead to a reduction of pre-trial detainees, warning that the absence of this could be risky for the country. DSRSG Vrea urged the organizers of the retreat to focus their deliberations on issues that would provide a platform for effective judicial performance. Meanwhile, Chief Justice Francis Kokpo has said the retreat is a reflection exercise for the Liberian judiciary to take stock of its performance. Councillor Kokpo added, during the deliberations, there will be individual and collective evaluation in order to dispense justice in a fair and transparent manner. The judicial retreat is taking place under the theme, Strengthening the Rule of Law Through Enhanced Judicial Performance. It is being attended by circuit and specialized court judges, court administrators, stipendiary and associate magistrates and judicial officers. The Press Union of Liberia PUL will this weekend create a platform for the Communications Department of the John Brown University in Arkansas to conduct a research study on the impact of media coverage on women's health and health crisis. The research study is conducted by Dr. Maquita Smith, who has worked with the PUL on career development projects. PUL Secretary General Daniel Yankona told UNMEL Radio that journalists covering health will dialogue on their experiences and the impact of their work during the Ebola crisis, particularly those covering fistula and other women health issues. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Air Zimbabwe says it is working to rectify problems that have led to its being banned from flying to airports in the European Union EU because of safety concerns. In a statement to the BBC, the state-owned carrier said, "It was currently not flying to Europe, but have listened to customers who have requested direct flights to the continent." In the past, the carrier has said it has an impeccable safety record and has had no fatalities since independence in 1980. And U.S. President Donald Trump has lashed out at the decision to appoint a special counsel to oversee the inquiry into Russian influence on his election. "This is the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history," he tweeted on Thursday morning. His reaction differed from Wednesday when he was quoted in a White House statement as saying, "I look forward to this matter concluding quickly." Former FBI Director Robert Mueller has been selected to lead the inquiry. In naming Robert Mueller, the U.S. Deputy Attorney General said it was in the public interest to pick an outsider. That's the UNMEL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEL, you can log on to www.unmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmel2003, or twitter/unmelnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.